Hello there and ready for the Right Guy Global Telesummit. Thank you so much for being here and congratulations to you for saying yes to the possibility of having the relationship of your dreams. I'm your host, Michelle Marchant Johnson with Love Life Coaching, and I'm known by many as your guide to the right guy because I want you to be with a guy who is right for you and who makes your heart sing. After a long and winding journey to love, I found my Mr. Right and became an ecstatic first-time bride, marrying the man of my dreams at age 43. And I'm now blessed and honored to help many single women throughout the world meet and attract their Mr. Right and find the love they've always dreamed of. This virtual gathering is designed to give you renewed hope, inspiration, tools, and resources to help support you on your journey to love as we begin 2015. And I'm thrilled to tell you I've gathered some of the world's top experts to give you some of their best wisdom, advice, and guidance. And I'm excited to interview our guest today and invite you to give yourself the gift of being fully present and freeing yourself from distractions. I know you'll enjoy the interview and you may even want to take a few notes. It's my privilege to introduce our wonderful guest today, Katrina Sawa. Welcome, Katrina.
Thanks, Michelle. It's good to be here.
So happy to have you here. Before we get started, I'd like to just share a little bit about Katrina with you. Love and money mentor Katrina Sawa helps you put more love in your life and money in your business. She has a no-nonsense approach to showing you how to design your happiest life ever by not settling and taking charge of what you want, both personally and professionally. Katrina is the creator of the Jumpstart Your Marketing and Sales System, award-winning business coach, and author of Love Yourself Successful. She loves helping entrepreneurs enhance their big picture strategy to develop, market, and monetize a business that you're passionate about. What makes her different, though, is truly diving into your personal life and where you might be stuck there, because no matter what type of business you have or what career you're in, the love factor could be what's slowing you down or keeping you stuck from more success and happiness. Katrina has systems for everything from business planning to operations, marketing, and even online dating. Katrina first hit the six-figure mark in her own business when she stopped to focus on herself and her love life in 2008. She was single and looking when she developed systems for finding the man of your dreams with warp speed for women new to the online dating scene or those not yet finding luck there. Katrina is now engaged to the man of her dreams that she met online after just a six-month search. And Katrina has abundant free resources, videos, and information, and we're going to be giving you contact information on how you can get some of the resources and information from Katrina a little later in the call. Please stay with us. Katrina, as we begin today, I know we're going to be talking about a topic that is of great interest and I think will be of great value to many of the women on the call, and we're going to be talking about some online dating do's and don'ts. I know this is a big one for many women. Many women have tried online dating, some with success, some with not so much success. Some have enjoyed it, some not so much. And I know it's going to be really valuable to hear your insights and thoughts on this topic today. And before we get started into that, though, I'd love for you to share with us a little bit more about what makes you an expert or a little bit about your story about how you found your way into providing some tools and resources in this area for women out there.
Well, you know, thanks, Michelle, for having me. And I know it seems odd for some people. It's like, well, you're a business coach. What are you talking about? Love for and online dating. And, you know, a lot of times we teach what we go through in our lives and in our businesses. And I also, a few years ago, found myself working with majority of women, entrepreneurs, who were not happy in their personal lives for whatever reason. So I found that as a big core similarity. I would say 70% of my clients a few years back were not happy in their personal lives. And that, once we started really asking them what's going on and why aren't you doing your marketing and why aren't you doing your follow-up calls and why aren't you out there networking and why aren't you doing this and that and this and that and this and that, it came down to, I don't feel worthy. I'm not good enough. Who's going to pay me? I'm not sexy. My husband is telling me I have to go get a job. I don't have a husband. I'm lonely. You know, I get all these things from women that slow you down. And so that was when I started really getting the concepts around writing the book, Love Yourself Successful. And I talk a lot about love for yourself in that book, obviously being more self-confident and knowing you're worth it, but also having love, really quality love relationships that are supportive. Whether you're an entrepreneur or someone in a career, you need your significant other to be there, be that cheerleader for you. You don't, you know, you don't want somebody that's saying, well, you have 3 months to figure it out, and if you can't make money, then you got to go get a job. You know, that's not supportive at all. And there's a lot of little digs that people, that the men will, the husbands will do. And so this goes back and forth for men too, but I was seeing it in my female clients where they weren't being supported by the ones they did have. And then those who didn't have a significant other were just lonely, and they couldn't really get the motivation to go do their business because they wanted that love in their life. And that's really what happened to me. I was married for 8.5 years, and you know, I got married when I was 27, and I was in outside sales at the time, and so was he, and so I thought he was kind of a go-getter, and I always knew that I would have my own business at some point. But when I started the business in the marriage, he wasn't actually as supportive as I thought he would be, right? So I was actually pretty miserable in the marriage because he kept being worried about money, and I would say, well, I need to go to this workshop, and I need to take this training, and I need to hire this mentor, and I need to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, right? And he'd be like, where's the money? Where's the money? Or I'm like, well, I need to learn how to make this money. I need to learn how to do this business. And he just wasn't supportive. And so, you know, 2 years too long waiting around, settling for him to come around, I finally left. And there's a whole long story of my dating process in there. But the first time out, I mean, I was, you know, as a business owner, I'm pretty outgoing and I take charge. I'm a leader, right? And I'm A-type personality. So in dating, I went out there and did the same thing, and that didn't really work very well the first time out. And you probably teach your people not to be like that.
Yeah, there's definitely a balance to strike. There isn't there.
Yeah. So I took some relationship courses and really learned some great exercises on how to develop my own personal needs and then what I wanted in a relationship. And when I did that, it totally transformed my thinking around what, who I wanted, the type of relationship I wanted, but also how I needed to be myself in order to attract that kind of guy that I wanted, because I wasn't being the person that that man that I wanted would want.
That's such a key distinction there that you just made, Katrina, because we often think about what kind of man we'd like as single women, and we might have lists or we might have this image in our mind of a lot of specifics, and yet oftentimes we don't really think about that piece of being the kind of woman that would attract the kind of man that we really like. I really appreciate you mentioning that. I think that's so important.
It was, and I learned a lot of things, and I had to change my list. I've always had lists, right, for the man. And I did find a man before I did the relationship coaching who I thought was going to be the one for me, but then he broke my heart after 2 years, which thankfully allowed me to find the real man of my dreams about 2.5 years ago through an online dating source. And this second time out, though, after I got my heart broken, that's when I did the soul searching. That's when I was like, what am I doing wrong? And what, you know, why am I not attracting the one I need? And what am I projecting? And that's when I really transformed how I would be. And I had to learn how to be a little bit more feminine and flirty instead of questioning. You know? So I had a little mantra when I would go out on dates, and right as I was sitting in the car, as I was walk out to the date, I would say, okay, I'm feminine, flirty, fun, and fabulous, or I don't remember the fourth. It was feminine, flirty, and then there was two other things, and I forget, but because otherwise I had a tendency to go through my list, my checklist, right?
Yeah.
So I had to remember to go with the flow, and But it's really interesting. Every time that I really focused on myself and my love life, the business just blossomed. I mean, it would be on autopilot. Luckily, I have lots of systems, and I teach how to systematize your marketing and automate things and delegate and build a bigger business and all that kind of stuff. And so I teach those kind of things to people, but I have them also, and I have a team. And so luckily, it allowed me the freedom to go do the dating. A lot of times people don't allow themselves to take time to date or take time to focus on themselves. And so the year that I met my current fiance, I didn't hire a business coach. I hired a matchmaker. Okay. I hired a matchmaker. I was on 4 online dating sites. I mean, I spent over $7,000 that year looking for love. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But that was what was important to me. It's like the business is on autopilot. It's making money. I'm fine over there. I can spend a little bit less time over there and spend more time focusing on this because I have a hole in my heart. I wanted to find that man that made me feel special and that I could love and that we could love each other and that we'd be fully supportive and that who would get me, right? And that's
right.
Really what I wanted. And I was just so tired of not having that. So that's what I did about 3 years ago. And, it didn't take that long because I think the mindset that I had, this is what I talk about, the attitude. You have to have the attitude that you're going to find him, that you know what you want and you know who you are and you know what you have to offer and you're going to find him and you have to be all in. So it's that attitude, that confidence, that surety, not the doubt. It's the attitude of I'm all in on this. I'm jumping 2 feet in. So I did it with money. I invest money, but I also invested time, a couple hours a day at least, or at least like 5 to 10 hours probably a week I spent on online dating and messaging people. And, it sounds funny, but I treated it like a business almost, because what I believe in the online dating world is we can get hearts broken as women. We can get so upset just from one negative, no thank you, I'm not interested online, right? But we have to take ourselves out of that and we have to think like a logical, almost like a business owner when you're coming to your online dating. And this is what I suggest and what I take people through. I have an online dating course for women over 40, and it's funny how I help them shift their mindset. So first we have to shift their attitude, because usually they're the women entrepreneurs that I'm working with, and they're the ones that are taking charge. They've got their list. They're like me, right? And I'm like, okay, we have to soften. We have to put the list away when we go to the thing, but we also need to be practical with how we take people through the process of the online dating.
If I can just make a little comment
here.
When you're talking about this attitude piece, it's really coming from that sense of belief. And another way to say it might be you're acting from a place of faith rather than fear, or you're making this a priority. You talked about priorities and focus and placing some attention on this. And just like in growing a business, there are strategic steps to take. There are things that you can do. There's marketing, there's getting support, there's getting training, there's getting learning. There's all these different things. And one of the things that I think is interesting is that we understand that on a core level when it comes to growing a business. And yet so often women think that knowing how to attract and find and then maintain a good relationship is something that should just automatically happen just with no effort or attention or intention at all. And I also found it interesting when you said, and that's not the case for most women, for many women. And I also found it interesting that you said that as you began working with your clients who specifically are working to grow their businesses, and then you found that sometimes they were stuck or not moving forward, and then when going deeper found that it was because of some breakdown or some disappointment or unhappiness or feeling unsatisfied with their personal lives. I found that really interesting because I work with clients who specifically are looking to meet and attract someone and to have love in their lives, and yet it also goes in the other direction. When they start up-leveling that area of their lives, then it also, in many, many cases, also improves their satisfaction or their situation in their employment or their job or their careers.
Yes.
I think what we're saying here is that when you put attention on creating a life that you love whether it be a business life that you love, a personal life that you love, preferably a combination of both, it tends to just really lap over into every aspect of a woman's life, which is really kind of fun to think about, don't you think?
I totally agree. And, you know, my goal with clients has always been to create your happiest life ever. And your happiest life ever includes, for me, love and money. So love plus money equals happiness. So we got to get more love in your life. And so we got to look at what's missing in your life to get that. And then we need more money in your business or career or whatever. You need to, you know, go after that kind of stuff. So, but a lot of times people just focus on one or the other and not both. They don't think they can have both, or they settle. I hate seeing people settle, and I know people personally, like some close friends and family, settle, and it just breaks my heart. It breaks my heart because
yeah.
they don't have to, but they don't believe that they can have something better, or they think it's going to be too hard to get it, or they're scared to leave a marriage that's broken because of financial reasons, and they're scared they can't make it on their own, right? Well, I left the marriage, and, you know, we had two-income household, and I'm a entrepreneur, right, where the income was up and down every month, right? And I went out and just bought another house. I had that much faith. I didn't go rent and then maybe see how I could make it on my own. I went and just bought another house while I was still paying part of the mortgage on the previous house. And I don't know, but the money just came. So because I had the faith, I've always had that faith that it will all work out in the end. And I'm truly meant to do certain things with my business and also empowering women to not settle and go after what they want.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, Katrina. And I'm, besides the attitude piece, which I agree with you, I think that's a huge piece toward creating the life that you love, attracting the life that you love, because when you are coming from a place of faith and believe in that possibility for yourself, then it is a big part of what allows you to keep moving through the ups and downs of whether it be building a business or meeting and attracting love. It's what sees you through those I'm not interested responses online. It's what helps you to kind of keep moving forward. I agree with you that attitude is a really huge piece, and your belief system through which you see the world can make all the difference. Like you were saying, you had the faith, you had the confidence, you had the belief that somehow you were going to make it and you were going to figure it out, and you went out there and you did that. And had you not had that belief system, that wouldn't have happened for you. But besides attitude, what other online dating tips do you have that you can share for our audience? Because I know many of the women out there have tried online dating, some with success, some have found it frustrating and disappointing. I'd love to hear more of your thoughts on that.
Yeah, so online dating, you want to treat it as a system. I know it sounds funny. It sounds really funny when I say it, but what I mean by that is it's a numbers game. If you really want the right guy, you're probably going to have to talk. You're probably going to have to meet. Let's just throw out there 100 people to find one that might work. Okay. So if you think about it that way, then you're like, oh my God, I'm not nearly meeting enough people, right? So then in order to meet 100 people, like in person, have a date, whatever, meet 100 people, then how many people are you actually going to have to message with in order to find 100 that might want to meet, where there's a mutual agreeing to meet, right? You might have to message with over 1,000. Okay, so I know that seems like a really big number, but so when you think about it that way, though, it's not like messaging, it's not like going online and saying, okay, I'm going to message this guy and this guy today. So that's 2 people. You'll never get to your goal. I mean, if you think about it that way, yes, you could meet, I know people that have met the person on the first date, okay, and yes, there's people that meet them sooner, but let's do worst possible scenario and go into it thinking, okay, I have to message with 1,000 people to find 100 people to meet to find the one guy. Right? If you think about it that way, then you're bound to find the guy, okay? And if you don't think about it that way, you might be online for years, honestly. So let's do it faster. If you're really ready to jump in and make this the year you meet the man, right, then jump in with 2 feet and let's get busy, okay? And so this is where you have to take your heart out of it and put your head in the game. And so I always tell, the biggest thing I tell people is don't pay attention with your heart until date number 3. Write that down. Date number 3 is the key, because most dates don't make it to date number 3. Most guys don't make it to date number three. I think out of 100 guys that I dated, I probably had maybe 12 to 15 date threes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Because usually you know on the first date if you think, okay, this could be something interesting, let's have a second date and see. Right? And then it's the other person that has to make the same determination. So it has to be mutual agree to go to date number two. And then date number two, you either know. You either know or you don't know in my mind. Because you have to know what you want, right? So that it's going back to first before you start dating, you have to get your relationship needs worked out. And so I have a whole relationship needs worksheet and exercise that I go through with people because it's what the minimum requirements are for what you need and the possible qualities you want to have in a love partner. These are the crucial things. It is your list. There's going to be must-haves. There's going to be, you know, things you can't tolerate. And those are going to be easy to check off and see red flags for. That's another thing. A lot of times when we have our heart in the game too soon in a dating situation, we don't see the red flags. We just ignore them. Oh, that's not that bad. He doesn't have that. Okay, well, we'll keep going. No, don't. Make sure you check so there's no red flags. I'm telling you, it's possible to find a guy that checks off every box on your list and doesn't have any red flags. It is possible. Don't settle for anything less. That's my hugest advice. And people settle because they think, oh, well, I can't find the perfect guy. I might as well settle for this guy. No, don't settle for anything.
Yes. When you say, I just want to swing back to what you said at the beginning of this piece. When you say, think of it as a system. And I know to a lot of women that hearing this and you're saying you may have to be in contact with 1,000 men. They're probably wanting to crawl under their desk at work and crawl under
I know.
Because that sounds overwhelming. But I guess what you're saying, if I'm understanding you correctly, is you have to approach it. And when you say don't put so much your heart into it, but approach it from your head, I think what you're meaning by that, if I'm understanding you correctly, is that you are able to remove a bit of the emotion from it, almost like you would if you were building a business, and think of it as something where you are dedicating a certain amount of time to it each week. You're being strategic, because I know you said you did a certain number of hours. You're being strategic about having some kind of a plan or structure in place to engage in this way. And when you say 1,000 men, you're not saying you're going to be in contact with 1,000 men within a month. This may be something that goes on for a period of time. But I think what you're saying is you systematize this and get some kind of structure in place where you are spending a certain amount of time and putting a certain amount of intention into it in order to create more opportunities for yourself to potentially meet more people. Is that kind of what you're saying? And the reason I want to clarify this is because,
yes,
like I said, I know there are women that are thinking, what, 1,000 men? Ah!
I know. And thank you for clarifying that and saying it much more of an easier way to handle. I'm definitely known for my blunt style of approach on anything, whether it's business life or love life or whatever. So I'm very blunt and to the point. But I do it with love, and I want to see every woman successful. I want to see every woman in a happy love relationship. So yes. So the systems could be, it could be that every night you go online for at least an hour and you do a search. Like, you can't just wait for the men to contact you, okay? So there's some sites where you get matched up, right? There's some sites where you get matched up and you can't search for people, okay? But this is where you want to be on multiple sites, okay? If you're really serious, you want to be on multiple. You want to be on the paid ones and the free ones.
Mm-hmm. One part of the system would be to be on multiple sites.
Yeah, and I was on 4 sites, and I was working 4 sites at the same time. Okay, so this is where the numbers can add up pretty quickly if you think about it. So I'm on 4 different sites, and I'm going on every night or at least every other night or whatever, checking the messages, right? And I'm responding to the people who messages me, right? And then I'm also doing searches. Almost every time I get on, I'm doing a search for new people and for other different things. And sometimes I narrow the search and sometimes I broaden the search by geographic or by characteristics and things, just to shake it up a little bit. And then I have canned responses. Like, I have a Word document on my computer. I do this on my computer, not my phone, for a reason. Okay, I don't do it on the phone. I do some of the responses on the phone, but I'll do the main messaging and stuff on the computer because I can have a Word document there and I can copy and paste a message to somebody. And so I develop template messages. Okay, this is where the system comes in. You don't have to think of something new to say at every juncture and every time someone messages you online. If you're not interested, you have the one canned, I'm not interested response. If you are somewhat interested and you want to know more because they didn't write that much in their profile, then you have that canned message response, right? And then you have to wait for them to respond with more information, right? If they are really sleazy or whatever and rude or whatever, then you have that canned message response possibly, right? And I do usually message almost everybody back just to be nice because I like it when people at least tell me you're not my type or whatever, it's okay, but thank you for asking, right? So I do that kind of thing. And a lot of guys will get offended. Some guys will really get offended. And this is where you can't get too involved. It's like, well, they've got issues, right? They've got their own issues. If they're going to be mean or rude, I mean, I had people call me fat and whatever. It's like, you know, you've got issues with your own self-esteem, obviously, and I'm not going to take that in on mine, okay, whatever you just said. So next. And that's how you have, that's the attitude you want to have around it. That's where you want to let things roll off your back. And I know it's not easy for everybody to do that, especially if you don't have as much confidence in yourself at the moment. It is hard to, when you hear negative things online, but I really want you to know that the right person for you is out there and you don't have to listen to the people that are not very nice. So you could search for people every night. You could message 30 to 50 people in like a half an hour if you had a canned message. Pretty canned, mm-hmm. right? I mean, yes, you want to read their profile. Yes, you want to pull out a couple key things, but then you want to write this a similar thing, right? So you could say, hey, I like your profile. Looks like we have a few things in common, and I would love to find out if you're interested in me. Check out my profile and let me know, right? And that's, I'm really good with words, so I can tell people what to say in almost any situation. And so that might be your canned message to anybody you're reaching out to, right? Whether they respond or not, it's not your problem. If they respond positively, then great. There might be something to talk about. And then you quickly take it to a phone call, and then you quickly take it from a phone call to a meeting. You don't want to dilly-dally on the phone for weeks and get really involved with someone on the phone before you meet them. Don't do that because you'll be sorely disappointed. Something will be highly wrong with them when you meet them in person, most likely, more often than not. So don't do that to yourself. So you want to drive it to a meeting soon. And if they don't want to meet, then there's something wrong with them. There's a red flag, right? So you just have to know these things and don't prejudge and don't let those red flags buy you. So you could message 30 people a day times, I don't know, 4 days a week. That's 120 people a week. That's, almost 500 people a month. You get your 1,000 in messaging in 2 months if you want to.
Mm-hmm. I think there's definitely some value in systematizing this and deciding what's going to work for you. Each of you that are listening to this call, and I recognize that for many of you, because I work with many, many women from all different backgrounds, for many of you, this kind of very, very direct approach may not feel quite as comfortable for you in the sense that you may not be quite as direct as Katrina in saying, are you interested in me? And yet there are ways that you can put into place some systems and some structure where you decide what works and is comfortable for you and how specific and direct you want to be, or if you want to soften that approach up a little bit, and then you systematize it in a way that's going to work effectively for you. I think the key point here, though, is that if you do systematize things and you do decide a structure that's going to work for you, whether it's contacting a certain number of people per day or per week, whether it's doing certain searches on coming up with responses or replies or touches that you feel are comfortable and that represent you and your personality and the approach that you want to take, then you are creating the possibility of more opportunity for yourself. And then I also think that the advice you're giving of not taking things too personally is really valuable, because recognizing that you are not meant to be a match with everyone out there. And also, one thing that helped me a lot as I was going through my 43 years as being a single woman was just the thought that it only takes one right man. I only had to meet one right guy. I didn't need to meet dozens and dozens of right men. For me, though, that was an extensive process to get to the point where I met and ultimately married the right guy at age 43. And there sometimes is value in remembering that it's a process, and we don't know exactly the timing, when or how you're going to meet the right guy. But this is certainly one valuable avenue that creates an opportunity for you to meet people that you otherwise might never have the opportunity to meet in the course of just your daily life. The other thing I like about online dating that I just want to mention here too is that it is something that you can do at home, in your pajamas, at night, when you're relaxing. You can make contact without having to get dressed up and go out. And you have a wide variety of people that you potentially can make contact with in a pretty strategic and seamless way. And I think that's part of why this is something that Katrina is so interested in sharing, is that it is a system. And in business, we're always systematizing things. And this is one way to create a very effective system that can also benefit you in your love life.
Yeah, no, that's great. I appreciate that. And I know if you're an introverted woman on the line, you're probably freaking out and hanging out. But don't do that, because there are ways that you can be yourself and do these things and still attract the right guy. So a lot of it has to do with also what you write in your profile, which I want to get to in just a minute. But, you know, when I did this online dating, and it isn't the only way you can meet a man. Of course, there's many other ways. But I am a woman entrepreneur with mostly women clients, and I would go to women's networking events and women's business conferences, and I would speak to women's groups. And so there was rarely ever any men in the audience. And when I would finally get somewhere where there was men, like the gym, or so, I'd go to some, you know, conference where there's co-ed, right? I'd be looking at ring fingers, and I'd be like, okay, I'm in a room where there's a bunch of men. I'm like, okay, but they're all married. Oh, gosh. You know, so it was just, it was either I wouldn't meet the men, or they'd all be married, it seemed like. So, and let me just tell you, too, when I was messaging like 30 to 50 people a day, I'll tell you, I had to keep that attitude, because I would seriously only get like maybe one or two responses out of 30 to 50. And I found myself, I mean, I'm pretty good looking, and I was messaging really good looking people, and they thought I wasn't good looking. Okay, so it did take a blow to my ego. It took a huge blow to my ego, but it's like, you know what? It's okay. I don't need the GQ guy. I just need the right guy for me who finds me beautiful, who I find sexy as well. So I took a lot of blows. Trust me. It was not easy. I tell you to take your attitude and your heart out of it, but I didn't always either. I'm telling you that because it is easier, but it's a struggle, constant struggle. And I laugh about it now, but it was painful. I mean, I had some nights where I cried because people would ignore me, or they wouldn't message me back, or I thought they were perfect for me, and of course they had nothing of the same thought whatsoever. So when I took four ladies through this online dating course that I had, it was just like a beta course, and I had them post what in our group what their profiles looked like, and then we would talk about them and figure out how to make them a little bit more juicy or appealing or straightforward or descriptive, right? I think that's one of the things that a lot of us don't do, is we look at other people's profiles and we say things like, well, I'm outdoorsy, I like nature, I like cooking, I like this, I like that, but we don't get down. I would urge you to go a step further in describing things that you like and don't and like to do. So if you like outdoorsy, say one of my favorite things to do was a hike up the mountain in Tahoe, and it took 6 hours, and we blah, 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 right? And so say something really detailed, or I love it when we can go to the ocean, and I love jumping in the ocean and swimming and, you know, whatever it is, but get more detailed. Or I love to cook, and one of my favorite things to cook is my shrimp fajitas. I like to make Mexican food and really spicy, and, you know, I like to cook everything in the kitchen sink, and I don't ever follow recipes. You know, that might be something I would say. So get more descriptive with some of the things, because I think that shows a little bit more personality. It also goes a little step beyond some of the other people out there, so you stand out. That's one thing. And then I believe in putting it all out there in what you want, because then you'll get less Well, if we relate it back to businesses, right, if you're on your website, you're saying who you want to work with, and you're very super clear, you're going to get the right prospects coming through, or mostly the right prospects, and if you have conversations with them, you know. But if you are very vague on your website, then you're going to get all these random people, and you're going to waste your time talking to the random people to find the good prospects, right? So on your profile, you want to be very specific of what you're looking for. If you at some point want to have kids, or you definitely don't want kids, or if you want a guy with kids, or if you want a guy that's an empty nester, or if you want something, somebody who, you know, really wants to travel and wants to do it soon and wants to travel often, then it's going to take a person without little kids in the household, right? It's going to, so be specific with what it is you want, and don't be afraid of scaring off people with what you're saying, because you're scaring off the wrong people, which is fine. We want to scare off the wrong people. We want to make it clear to the wrong people that we are not for them. We don't want to be open to everybody. We don't want to be somebody that everybody might be interested in. We want to be we want to make it known that we're looking for this person. Like specifically, one of the ladies that I worked with is a big wine drinker, and she loves wine tasting and this. And I said, well, and she didn't have it in her profile. And she said, well, I don't know if I should say that. And I said, of course you should say that. Do you want a guy that goes wine tasting with you? She said, oh yeah, 100%. And I'm like, will you settle for someone who doesn't like wine and won't go wine tasting with you? And she's like, no. Well, then you put it in your profile. You're like, I need someone who loves wine tasting, and that's a big part of my life. And I'm a big believer in that too. Like, I didn't want somebody who didn't drink alcohol. And I met a few guys that didn't drink alcohol, and it just wasn't a good fit. And it's not like I'm an alcoholic or anything, but I like to go out and have a drink of wine, or I like to have a cocktail, or I like to, you know, have people over, and I don't want it to be uncomfortable. So that was one thing. And there's also a lady that was pretty spiritual, and she goes to church every Sunday. And so she needed to put in that. She's like, I want a man who is going to go to church with me every Sunday. And this is my religion, and this is what I believe, and blah, blah, blah. And put that out there. Get rid of the people who aren't interested in that, and narrow your search to the people who are. Those are some big tips I think people don't do in their profile enough.
Yeah, I think it sometimes can feel counterintuitive, because you feel like if you're casting a wider net in terms of wanting to be fit for more people, that you might attract more people. And yet, this is a principle of business as well as our love lives. We're actually more successful when we are clear about who it is that we serve in business, for example, and who it is we would be compatible with in love. And again, I just say, I know that with Katrina, her approach is a very direct approach. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's your personality, and that's who you are. I just know from working with a lot of women that a lot of women are not as comfortable in being quite that direct or quite that blunt. And you can soften this all up. Instead of saying, I need a man who is this or this, you could say something like, church and spirituality is a big part of my life and is a big part of my view of the world, and I would love to share that experience with someone who's also a person of spirituality and faith. You can still say directly what you want in a softer, gentler way if that's more comfortable for you. And yet, I do agree that it's good to put out there what is really important to you and what you really want. And you can say it in a way that fits your personality. And I work a lot with women on being in your feminine grace. And I know that there have been several of the speakers on the summit that have talked about that. And so there are ways to implement these tools and to implement these ideas in ways that work specifically for your type of personality. If you are a really direct type A personality and you want to put it out there in a very direct and specific way like that, that's fine. If you also are more of an introvert or you're a little softer type personality, you can frame those ideas and still express what is important to you and what you want in just a little different way. So I just want to make that little distinction.
Yes, thank you. I'll just have you follow me around and be my little interpreter to soften the blow. But I actually do, when I'm working one-on-one with somebody, you know, we work on the words that work for you. So I'm just, you know, we've got a very short amount of time, and I'm trying to get in as many tips. So make sure you do see how they would work for you and how you can make them work for you, not just say, no, I can't do that, or no, I can't do that. So how can I do that, and how I can do it in my way, right?
Right. And I think that one of the keys here that's coming forward that's also really important from these ideas is that it is really important for you to be clear about what really is important to you and what your needs really are in the context of a relationship. Because as you do that, that helps someone that is a good fit for you to potentially recognize you. It also helps you to be able to recognize them. And one of the things that I do say is that it's one of the keys to finding the right guy is not being tied up wasting your time on the wrong guys. And this is a way to get to that. And in business, and this is where this conversation gets interesting, we're always looking at what's the shortest path from point A to point B, where we want to go. And one of the ways that you can have shortcuts in online dating and not waste as much of your time is that clarity piece. I do think that's very valuable. It's just expressing it in the way that feels comfortable and safe and is a reflection of your personality.
I agree. So I have a couple little questions you can ask yourself to evaluate those relationship needs. If you want, this is probably a good time to go through some of those. They're quick, and you guys can write them down. So it's a little worksheet that I have, but it's you want to write down first as many, so get a blank sheet of paper, like a big blank sheet of paper. And you're probably going to have to do this later because there's, you know, there might be 100 to 200 different qualities that you're going to write down in a love partner. So what are the possible qualities you would want to have in a love partner or in a relationship? And these are your minimum requirements. So things like being kind, honest, lovable, driven, confident, generous, spiritual. Those are the kinds of words. Their characteristics, their values, their just one words, you know, it could be two words or whatever. It could be believes in me, or it could be is thoughtful, you know, all these. So just write down as many as you can possibly think of, and you'll come up with more as well. I have like a little cheat sheet you could look at if you're interested. But the possible qualities, so you have a whole sheet of them probably by the time you're done. Then you want to go through the entire list of everything you want and star the ones that you cannot live without. Okay, so some of the ones that I starred on my list were, when I did this, was monogamous. Hello, I don't want someone who's cheating on me. communicative. I had to have somebody who would talk to me. My ex-husband would not talk about his feelings. It drove me batty. Right, I swore that I would never do that again. And the guy that I thought was the guy, he was not talkative either. And so I'm like, oh, I did it. I missed that red flag. So, but my guy now, I can't shut him up. He talks. And so you get what you ask for if you hold out. So I had things I cannot live without: monogamous, communicative, thoughtful. You know, he brings me flowers every once in a while. He text messages me when he's out. I love you, miss you. He's just thoughtful. He picks up stuff at the store that he knows I would want, even though it was on the list, or, you know, he does all kinds of stuff around the house. And trustworthy, you know, those are things you cannot live without. So star those in your list. And then to help you figure out if a characteristic or word is something that you cannot live without or not, you want to try thinking of it this way. So for every minimum requirement on your page, you ask yourself, I'd rather be alone than be with a man without X. I'd rather be alone than be with a man without being communicative or without being trustworthy. I'd rather be alone than be with a man without this. And so if those then become the things you cannot live without. Then you go through the entire list of everything you starred to figure out your must-haves, right? You circle the must-haves on your list. And you can ask yourself to find out the must-haves. If he had all the other minimum requirements, would I keep him if he was not this? If he was not monogamous? If he was not spiritual? If he was not trustworthy? If he was not thoughtful? If he had all the other minimum requirements, would I keep him if he was not this? These become your must-haves. And then finally, for those characteristics that you aren't sure of, or want to give someone leeway with, right? Like, well, he's not as tall or whatever, right? You ask yourself, am I willing to support a man in becoming X blank? So am I willing to support a man in becoming monogamous? No. Am I willing to support a man in becoming communicative? Yes, but remember, it's not likely. That's probably not a likely one for him to change.
Right.
Yeah. So if he is not exuding one or two of the must-haves, these are the things that must be discussed early on in the dating process. So if there's a couple things, you want to discuss them in the first, I'd say, four dates. In the first four dates, you want to just kind of have a discussion. You don't have to grill him on it, but you want to just bring it up as a topic of discussion. I actually talked about money with my guy now, probably on date six. It was a big money conversation, date six. And that was like, well, how do you spend money? When you get a bunch of money, do you spend it? Do you save it? Do you invest it? Like, if you didn't have a lot of money, do you go out and blow money or do you cut back? And so money is a huge issue for people that are married. So I had that money discussion early because I'd have issues in the past. I don't want somebody who's, excuse my language, but a cheap ass. And I don't want someone who's going to hold me back from investing in my business either. And, and I don't want someone who's going to go blow money when we make a bunch of money. I want someone who's practical with their money. So those are some of the things to think about to help you create that relationship needs list.
Thank you. I think those questions are some really interesting and good questions in a way to help women get in touch with some of their key characteristics and qualities that are most essential or important to them. I appreciate you sharing those.
Just one thing you do is you have, like, once the guy gets past date three, you might have him go through this relationship needs exercise. And I did that with my guy probably after date number seven or eight, and we totally matched. Everything we wanted was the same. It was awesome. So that's just a side note.
Yeah, that's fun when you match and things come together like that so well. We are coming toward the end of our time, but I know that Katrina has some interesting complimentary free resources for everyone that is on the call today. And I just want to let you know how you can get that, and then she'll tell us a little bit about the free gift. But we'll just have you go to www.readyfortherightguy.com/Katrina, and that's K-A-T-R-I-N-A. Again, one more time, readyfortherightguy.com/Katrina. Do you want to tell us just a little bit about the free gifts, Katrina?
Yeah. And so one of the things I'm giving away is an audio recording that I did around my book. And so I go into the four types of love, and that can really make or break your success and create more happiness in your life if you focus on them. And one of them being your self-love, but also one of them being love in a significant relationship. And I just dive into them even more and make you think about things that are in your life and where you possibly could be settling, so you can evaluate where it is that you are and what might be missing. And then give you some solutions on what to do about it, right, if you're ready to do something about it. So it encourages you, it inspires you, and it motivates you to actually take charge of your life and get what you want in your life. And then so I'm giving you that audio, but I'm also giving you the audio recording of my first call in that online dating program that I did with the women over 40. And it is more about the attitude, the overall thinking about how to approach this. So you've heard a bunch of the tips I gave in that program, but it's that let's get you ready for online dating call, okay? And, yeah, I have a direct approach with it, but frankly, some of you that are shying away from that might actually need it more than, like, some of my clients are so introverted and so shy, or they're healer types, and I get those types of people, and they attract me because they need that kick in the butt. They need that direct approach because what they've been doing so far is not working. So we shake it up a little bit with that call. So there's two audio recordings that you get as a free gift. And then there's all kinds of other free stuff that you can subscribe to too. But it's that's what I thought might be good for this particular summit.
Thank you, Katrina. We really appreciate your generosity on that. And again, just one more time, to access those, you'll just go to readyfortherightguy.com/Katrina. Now, before we wrap up today, I want to give Katrina just an opportunity to just give a few parting thoughts or words, and then we'll wrap up our conversation for today.
My biggest parting word is just, you deserve it. You deserve the man of your dreams. And you deserve him sooner than later. And you deserve to live a life where you're completely happy. So don't settle. That's my advice, is really don't settle. Know that he is out there. You just have to keep searching.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's a really, really nice thought to end our conversation on today. Katrina, I want to thank you for your generosity and for the words of wisdom that you've shared with us. And we also both want to thank each of you for being here with us today. And we invite you to consider implementing the ideas and experiment with the concepts that resonate with you from each of the summit interviews. And during the summit, you'll have access to the best wisdom from over 25 experts, and you're able to listen to these interviews, and the replays are available for 48 hours. We hope you'll catch as many of them as possible. However, knowing that life is busy and you may not be able to catch all of the interviews, I also want to invite you to upgrade to the Ready for the Right Guy Global Telesummit VIP package, where you'll have access on an ongoing basis to all of the MP3 recordings of the interviews, interview highlight sheets, and some really juicy summit bonuses. And you can check that all out at readyfortherightguy.com/ready. And during the summit, this package is available for $97, which is $100 off the post-summit pricing. And it's like having a team of experts in your pocketbook. Again, just check it out at readyfortherightguy.com/ready. Thank you so much for being here with us today, and I want to once again thank our special guest, Katrina Sawa, and I look forward to having you with us for more of the Ready for the Right Guy Global Telesummit. Katrina and I are both sending you lots of love, many blessings, and wishing you happiness as you get ready for your right guy. Bye-bye for now.